All right, before we get started, I want to encourage you to go to our website, livinginhispresence.org. And that way, every week, message will be there, usually Friday nights, depending on what country you're in. But livinginhispresence.org, that way, every time we put a message up, it stays up. And you that were subscribed or are subscribed to our channel, sometimes you get unsubscribed for no reason at all. You can't like. But we know the battle we're in, and the end of the book says we win, so we just keep pressing forward. All right, so turn in your Bibles, if you would, to Ezekiel chapter 12. Now, this is something I've sat on for a year, because I know how people are, and I didn't want to stir up anything that shouldn't be stirred up. And at this point in time, you're going to see that the battle that we're in seems definitely not going away. According to the Mayo Clinic yesterday and their new reports, this is something you have to live with. But I want us to look beyond that, beyond what they're saying, and actually some of the things that are happening in the spirit world, which we know Satan is the god of this world, and we know there is a battle, and we know eventually God wins, but there is a battle, and there is a battle for the end times, and the Antichrist system is being has been and is being set up more and more and more, as we see, piece by piece. So we've been talking about having eyes to see and ears to hear. The heartbreak to me is there's people you can't take along this journey because for whatever reason, they're afraid, they don't want to know, they're want to be in control, so they don't really know or want to know what is going on spiritually with all the world. And first, you have to know we're in a global situation. This is new. This has never happened before. And there's always two purposes, one of what they say is happening and then what's really happening in the background to implement their new order. So here there's a sign that Ezekiel did in Ezekiel 12. And this scripture I've sat on for a long time because I didn't want to get in any debates. People right now, you're going to believe what you believe. And it's not worth fighting over, you know, if you're for this or against this. We're in a situation that the Bible talks about that we are going into some dark times. And for the Christian, we have to keep our eyes focused on the Lord, knowing that, you know, he wins. Doesn't say there isn't a battle. Doesn't say there's... The Antichrist and all of his spirits aren't just sitting there doing nothing. Some people think there is no devil. He's defeated. Well, the Bible throughout the whole Old and New Testament, this is why I say you got to know your Old Testament too, because there's signs and there's symptoms, there's things in those Bible books that we need to know about. I love the Old Testament and the stories that are in it, but nowadays the false teachers and the harlot church, they don't even want anything to do with the Old Testament or the book of Revelation. So that should give you a hint there's things there they don't want you to see. So let's start here in Ezekiel 12, verse 1. The word of the Lord also came unto me, saying, Son of man, thou dwellest in the midst of a rebellious house, which have eyes to see and see not. We've been talking the last 2 weeks on having eyes to see and deception, ears to hear, and they don't hear. Why don't they see and hear? For they are a rebellious house. Verse 3, Wherefore the son of man, prepare thee stuff for removing, and remove by day in their sight, and thou shalt remove from the place to another place in their sight, in plain sight. It may be they will consider, though they be a rebellious house. Verse 4, Then shalt thou bring forth thy stuff in by day in their sight, as stuff for removing, and thou shalt go forth at even in their sight, as they go forth into captivity. Verse 5, Dig through the wall in their sight, and carry out thereby. In their sight there shall bear it upon thy shoulders, and carry it forth in the twilight, or in the darkness. Now this is the part I want you to see. Verse 6, Thou shalt cover thy face, that thou see not the ground. For I have set thee for a sign unto the house of Israel. In verse 7 it talks about going into captivity. Verse 11, Ezekiel is set up as a sign of the captivity that's to come because of the rebellion. The judgment was coming. Say I am your sign, like as I have done. Verse 11, it shall be done unto them. They shall remove and go into captivity. And then verse 12, it kind of repeats. You're going to dig through the wall. He shall cover his face. And on it goes. When you have time, read that whole thing. And we're here seeing a warning from Ezekiel, a sign of things to come. And it's amazing how history does repeat itself. And Ezekiel was acting out a point of comparison given to him by God. He had to leave his house at dusk or at dark and behave as though he was being taken captive as a prisoner of war by a conquering army. The Lord asked him to cover his face. We're going to talk about this for a little bit. Covering your face. And why? What was the purpose? He was now a captive, a prisoner of what was to come. A face covering can be seen as a sign for grieving or mourning in Ezekiel 24:17, or inflicted blindness in Ezekiel 12:12. And this is a thing I want you to see in all cultures and civilization throughout history. A person wearing a face covering in public was seen either as a slave, a captive, or a criminal. Wow. It marked him out as inferior, dehumanized, gagged, censored, a creature devoid of human dignity. Wow. He had a price. He could be bought or sold. The laws that protected the rest of society did not apply to him. Now we're going to go through that a little bit slower at the end. But in the commentaries I read, covering thy face was a sign of shame. It was a sign of confusion, great fear, and great terror. It was a sign of capture, to not be seen or known. When you cover, there's a part of you now you can't see, you can't tell who it is, they can't be seen or they can't be known. Now, in secret satanic rituals, and I want to say secret, that's why you don't know about some of these things. In secret satanic rituals, now, people didn't used to believe in anything satanic because they thought, that's just kind of, out there. Well, now more and more, even at the half times of these super shows and all these, they're starting to bring this stuff in plain sight. It's hard to deny the occult, the witchcraft, what's happening in the world, and by who? Well, the Bible talks about the merchants of the earth and the kings of the earth and the beast. And I believe we're in a dress rehearsal for a lot of these things right now. We are moving into a new phase, and I want to explain it a little bit. But dress rehearsal is always a practice run, dry run. When I was in plays in 9th grade and 10th grade, we'd have to go through our lines and practice. And then the dress rehearsal, you'd get all dressed up, and then it took a while. It took a lot of time to prepare, but then there was the real run. It was no longer a dress rehearsal. Well, we're in the beginning stages of a new system being set up, which we've been talking about for years. But in initiation rituals, you have to know what a ritual is. And in the secret satanic ritual, the goal is to take initiates out of their normal mode of existence. And what do you do once you take them out of the normal mode of existence? Break them down. Anxiety, hopelessness, fear, terror. I mean, even back in the day in college, I always wonder, what are these fraternities, these initiations into these fraternities? It was always secret, and it was always strange things that had to be done. It's because it was secret, satanic, getting into these societies. That has not gone away. For some reason, people just don't hear about it, but it's there. And they break you down to get into these groups. You have to pay a price, so to speak, to get into these societies. And they break them down and then get them into submission, remold them, and return them to a new normal. Isn't that interesting? Where they cannot return to their old ways and their old lives. Any good ritual requires preparation. The first part of an initiation ritual is isolation.
Interesting.
It's often done by cutting all ties with the outside world or affairs of his life. The word quarantine means a place of isolation. It's the first step of initiation. It suggests a coming rebirth from a dark womb. It's absolutely opposite of what Jesus tells us to be born again into the light.
Yes.
Satan is the darkness, and he does everything opposite of what God does in secret. God doesn't do anything in secret, but Satan does. And he works through the darkness. He works through deceiving people.
Yeah.
And the Bible talks about the end times will be great deception.
Yes.
Well, we have eyes and we want to see. We have ears we want to hear. Because the deception that's here, God wants us to see through it. He wants us to know, be prepared, stay focused on Jesus, know what's really going on, and not be deceived by what they're saying. And we're not going to go into the debate of is this real or is that it. People right now are definitely, there's a switch and a shift.
Yes.
In everything. Everything in the world, all nations, there is coming a great darkness and a lot of terror and a lot of things that we're not seeing on our country, in our country, but things that are happening. I have friends all over the world that are emailing me things that are happening in their countries. And this is definitely a new season and a new time. So I wanted to say about face coverings are used and always have been used at parties and rituals of the elite themselves. They hide identity and they symbolize censorship. And many times when you get initiated, I'm reading about this, and go do your own research on this. Never take anyone's word for it. Go do your own research. But they're saying initiation into a lot of these stars, celebrities, it's always shh. It's always silence.
Yes.
The covering of one's mouth, gagging and suppressing the free voice. And we know we're coming into, and we are in seasons now. You go along with the agenda, there is not another voice that you can state. You have to be very careful because there is an agenda and you must stick to it. So they symbolize submission, talking about face coverings here, just like Ezekiel put on as a sign of captivity. They symbolize submission and giving up access to oxygen. Now remember, the spirit means breath, and God is the God of our breath. So wouldn't the devil love to take it away?
Oh, yes.
They remove the ability to fully see one another's person's face. So it creates distance. It creates separation in people. It's hard to communicate and have empathy for other people. It's a way of dehumanizing people and separating them. Think about this in the big scale of things, not just the little scale of what we're being told, but see it in the biblical view. Though the end goal is the new normal, where people are separated and disconnected and divided. Have we seen division? Well, in Jeremiah, I didn't get a chance to get into all that, but it talks about beware of your neighbor. They turned over people, the neighbor, same as within history that we know of. It's division, divide and conquer, disconnect people, divide them, separate them. It's also about removing the human touch. The touch is what makes us human. The Bible says, don't forsake yourself, the assembling of yourselves together. We need to assemble. Well, the devil wants us to not be together, right? So we're seeing movements towards the Antichrist system. The goal, and I've talked to you a few weeks on this, the problem, reaction, solution. What does that mean? It means to destroy the old to make way for the creating of the new. The new, and I'll just say in a nutshell, the new control. The way that they want to control people. The phoenix rising out of the ashes to alter one's mind and character to be more controllable. Transform the world, the whole world, and people into a new global order. The merchants and the kings of the earth are largely occultists, Satanists, and Luciferians. And this was hard for me to say. I couldn't have said that a few years ago, even though I knew it. It was like, it was not real to me. It's like, oh yeah, right. Well, now that I've studied and researched and I see the plans, the goal, you can say it easier and easier, that the Antichrist system has to be set up by Luciferians.
Yep.
Because they're kicking out the God of the Bible. They're kicking out Christ. And we know there's going to be a war against Christians. And it's already been here. But the merchants of the earth are largely occultists. And we're going to turn over there to Revelation 17. I hope we get there. But so are the largest corporations and the sports franchises. Who are they owned by? Merchants of the earth. Even celebrities push occultism constantly. And I've taught on this, know them by their symbols. Symbols is a definite language to them. You don't have to say who you are. You just do certain symbols. You wear certain things. You do certain things, and they locate you are part of their club, right?
Yep.
So what is all of this, this dress rehearsal? What is this that we are all going through for the last 2 years? It's a new global order, a new order that rejects Jesus Christ and Christianity. To some of you, it might not seem like that right now, but it is. Piece by piece. Let's look at Revelation 17. Let's go there. And we see here, Babylon is called Mystery Babylon.
Yep.
Babylon, we're going to talk about this for a second. Revelation 17, verse B, part 1, it says, I will show unto thee the judgment of the great whore that sitteth upon many waters. Verse 2, with whom the kings of the earth, who? The powerful people of the world have committed fornication. So as we see this brave new world emerging, what's it going to look like? More and more perversion. Let's all just put it like that. Perversion. No boundaries. The switching of everything that God made into things that God didn't make and didn't want. It's a rebellious house. Just like in Ezekiel's day, he said it's a rebellious house. And we're going that way as of the days of Noah. We're starting to see more and more of the wickedness. And the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of her fornication. It's no longer sin. There is no longer conviction of sin. It's all, everything's okay. Everything's wonderful. You can do this without remorse, without shame. More and more we're seeing this darkness come in. And then it says, and I saw a woman sit upon a scarlet covered beast. We call it the beast system. Here it is. Red and blue together make purple. Don't be deceived by the purple. Full names of blasphemy, which have 7 heads and 10 horns. And the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet color and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls. Have you noticed the pearls have come out in the last couple of years?
Yes.
These are symbols of who they are. Having a golden cup in her hand full of abominations and filthiness of her fornication. And there comes a point where that cup of iniquity is full and judgment comes. We know that. Boy, we got to be close, don't you think? And upon her forehead was a name, Mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. And I saw the woman drunken with the blood of the saints. So we see here, Mystery Babylon wants to kill the saints, right?
Yep.
Won't go into that. That's another whole thing. And the blood of the martyrs. So there's going to be martyrs of Jesus. When I saw her, I wondered with great admiration. Verse 7, and the angel said unto me, wherefore didst thou marvel? I will tell thee the mystery of the woman and of the beast that carrieth her, which hath the 7 heads and 10 horns, which represent nations. And thou shalt ascend out of her bottom, goes on and on. Verse 9, the 7 heads are the 7 mountains on which the woman sitteth. And we know the 7 hills. We know Rome is built on 7 hills. That's one of the only ones we know of. But that's pretty much it. It's a massive harlot false global church. Now, the end game is the new normal where people are separated, disconnected, and divided, and it's happening now. It is happening now. And this mystery Babylon, have you ever wondered why it's called mystery? The word Babylon, the Tower of Babel, means confusion. Have we ever been in as much confusion about this things that we're going through, that it's so smart it won't happen here, but it'll happen here, and the confusion of should we or shouldn't we, the doublespeak of what they tell us, the kings of the earth tell us one thing one month and then totally flip. It's confusing. And then you have people that divide because they hang on every word that these people say, but it brings everyone into confusion. Well, Babylon means confusion. But what does the word mystery mean? In Strong Concordance, get this now, the word mystery means to shut the mouth. The secret or mystery, the idea of silence imposed by initiation into religious rites. Mystery. The word mystery in the Bible has to do with shutting the mouth as one undergoes a secret religious initiation. That's kind of heavy because you walk around and you see people and you know this is a different world. Yes. We are no longer in the world that we know. And we're coming more and more into a new order. They keep saying it's a new order. Yep. It's the idea of silence. Covering the mouth has played a very important role in occult rituals all the way throughout history, not just now. Because it's secret, you probably haven't heard about it. It symbolizes the death of the old identity into a new identity. In the occult, you have to go into initiations, rituals. You keep going to different levels. They're mystery religions. They're mystery knowledge. They worship technology, worship science. They worship religions. The religion, and then they make idols of them, and they worship them. And this is also, like it or not, initiation into a new order of control, new order of doing things. And the washing of the hands is a separation, and it's a doing away with the old and bringing in the new. The occult was symbols. Webster tells us a symbol is something that stands for or suggests something else. A visible sign of something else. When we see a symbol, there is a meaning behind it. In the occult, it represents gods and goddesses or pagan gods. There are hidden meanings behind symbols, and the masses are not to know the true meanings behind these symbols. But as the end times come more and more, they're revealing a lot of these symbols. And more is being known about being a part of these occultist groups because they're showing their symbols, and they're even on commercials now. Right. So it's in plain sight. Yep. Yep. Now, a graven image is an idol carved in stone or wood or metal. And in Deuteronomy 4, if you want to read there later, 15 through 19 and 23, God warns us not to make any graven images. Bad symbols. He doesn't want us to worship something that the man has made out of wood, metal, or steel or whatever that he can control. That's what they did back in the day when they did that golden calf. Something that they could see, something they could worship. They could still be religious, but they could be in control of it. Well, God tells them that's forbidden. In any figure and likeness of male or female, in likeness of any beast on the earth. And we are definitely going into darkness with not just the beast, but bestiology. Yes. And that is as old as the occult itself. That is the way they did things back in the day, why God had to destroy the world through the flood. And as the days of Noah, we're coming back, we're seeing more and more things are getting dark. Yes. And he says here in Deuteronomy, anything that's likened of a wing of a fowl, to worship the sun is prohibited. Worship the moon. Well, they have their sun gods. We just watched a commercial yesterday where they had an emblem for a Christmas tree, the sun god.
Yes.
It's like, wow, this is just, because I have the book on symbols and I study it now and then. I don't absorb myself in that, but I have enough to be prepared, and that's what you should do too. Don't absorb yourself into it, but be smart enough to know when these symbols come out, you know what they represent, and you know who's behind it, because they represent who they are through these symbols. And you're not supposed to worship the sun. And I threw a lot of my so-called Christian books away where they had sun, the sun gods on the back of them, and their publishing houses were sun, the sun. I was like, whoa, that's not the sun. That's not the sun we're supposed to be worshiping. We're supposed to be worshiping Jesus, the Son of God. But they worship the sun, the moon, and stars. They're big into celebrity stars. Stars. Stars have a whole meaning in the occult, and they worship them. And they want us to worship these stars, too. And then the Bible says by doing that, what do? They corrupt themselves. So God has forbidden all that. He doesn't want us to worship things that are going to cause us to corrupt ourselves and to believe in something that's false and to get the demonic activity involved through our worship, because this is what happens. They actually summon spirits and demons and demonic influences, which they did back in the Old Covenant. If you read that, the Old Testament, you'll see a lot of this pagan worship, and you're seeing it now resurface. God's forbidden it. The symbol of silence is as old as an occult and occultism itself, by shutting the mouth. You'll see a lot of this with the movie stars. I was like, what are they doing? Mystery Babylon has the idea of silence imposed by initiation into religious rites or making willing slaves through occult ritual programming. Now we look back to Ezekiel 12 and we see what? We see you're going into captivity. Could this be a sign worldwide that we're going into captivity?
Yeah.
Think about it. Think about what's happening. Think about the new laws that are coming.
Yep.
Thinking about you can't buy or sell without it. We're in a dress rehearsal that's moving forward.
Yeah.
Revelation 17:5. Babylon is called Mystery Babylon. And again, it means confusion. We're in a day of confusion. Mystery means, according to the Strong's Concordance, to shut the mouth, a secret or mystery, through the idea of silence imposed by initiation into religious rites or the mystery religions. The mystery religions. Jesus is our sacrifice. We don't need to make another sacrifice, but the occult does. They keep on making sacrifices. The idea of silence, death, and the old identity comes into a new identity. Is this happening to our world that we see changing into new? The old is gone, and now the new has come with new rules, with new symbols, reborn into a global system through occult programming. You need to see these things. If you haven't thought about it before, you need to start seeing things differently than what's just put in your face. You need to see the goal, and you need to see the Antichrist spirit rising, and you need to see the world is getting prepared. Just like the Bible said, it was going to be prepared for the great harlot.
Yep.
As much as we don't like those verses. So again, in Ezekiel 12:6, in their sight thou shalt bear it upon thy shoulders and carry it forth in the twilight. Thou shalt cover thy face. Thou shalt cover thy face as a symbol of captivity. Because of what? The rebellion. Just saying in God's face, we're not doing it your way. We will do as we wilt. So the spiritual war that's on. Because why are people shutting down Christianity and Christians when they're good people? Because it's not against you, it's against God and the devil. And we're all having to pick sides here. So now we see a warning from Ezekiel. that the Lord asked him to cover his face because he was now a captive, a prisoner, someone whose life could be snuffed out by its captor. In all cultures and civilizations throughout history, a person wearing a face covering in public was seen as either a slave, a captive, or a criminal. People go in and rob banks, right? Criminals. So you can't see them. You can't see their identity. What's the symbolism behind what we're going through rather than just the obvious, which we're not going to debate about? Covering thy face was a sign of capture, a sign of mourning, a sign of grieving. And people right now are, they're being shamed. They feel like they're dehumanized. God made us in his image. We are God's creation, and he sent his son to redeem us. Satan wants to defile our dignity. He wants to make you anti-human. And this is just the beginning. This is not the end. A lot of people think, oh, it's over. This is the beginning of new systems being set up. And we aren't going to go into all those for censorship. But Satan wants to defile our dignity as created by God in his own image, and he wants to take away our breath. Can't breathe. Think about all these things that we've gone through in the last. This is a lot of symbolism of taking breath away. Silence. Silencing people. Not to speak truth anymore. Symbol of domination. Well, it's so subtle, like the serpent. Yes, because Satan is very subtle. This is all happening in darkness and deception, isn't it? And let me close with, again, Revelation 17, Babylon is called Mystery Babylon, or it could be called Silent Confusion. How much confusion is going on in the world today? How much division is going on, even in our families, our friends, our churches? I just heard yesterday that 38% of the pastors are quitting because of the division in their churches. This has never happened before. That people that were called to preach the word feel silenced. They feel there's too many rules and rituals, too many mandates they can't get around, that they're just done. That's a lot of people, 38% of pastors. So here, this mystery Babylon, silent confusion, a consent to change. Do as thou wilt. The devil wants you to do as you wilt. God says those that are his sons will what? Follow him and do his will. The enemy wants to have no boundaries, no borders with anything perverse. It's a washing away of the old, a new defining of reality. Now reality is changing again. They want not what God made, the here and now, but escape. Escape through drugs, escape through even religion, ceremonies, occultism, all these different things. Don't face the world as it really is. Go off into escapism. And now we've got these visual worlds that are coming because God made us to live in reality with people. So now a new definition of reality is given. And now new behaviors are being introduced. Now they're having tables. I saw a guy in a table with a big rubber thing around him so he could be 6 feet apart from someone else. That's also a symbol of the occult. So let me close here. The new you, the transformed you, is birthed from the isolation. Think about all that's happened in the last couple years. This is a global dress rehearsal for the false Messiah, a global leader in his role as the God of this earth, a global dry run for ushering in confusion, chaos, division, to set up a new order of control. And let's look in closing at this Psalm 73. And I'm not going to read the whole thing, but we have to keep our eyes on the focus that Jesus wins. And it really makes the Bible really true. But here in Psalms 73, verse 3, it says, "For I was envious at the foolish when I saw the prosperity of the wicked." The wicked are prospering. And just because you're not prospering doesn't make you a bad Christian or you didn't have enough faith. No, there's a lot of things being set and framed that you can't get ahead. Let's be honest. You can't get ahead. It's hard. But for the wicked, They have ways to get around all that, and they're prospering. They're prospering now in this life, but they're not going to prosper in the next. For verse 5, they are not in trouble as other men, whether they are plagued like other men, because they have ways of getting around some of these things. These are the kings of the earth. These are the merchants of the earth. Psalms 2, it says the kings of the earth, what do? They come against the Lord and his anointed. We're starting to see some of these things in symbology take place. Verse 6, therefore pride compasses them as a chain, violence covereth them as a garment. So you'll see violence. With this murderous spirit of Lucifer, you will see what? An angel of light, and you'll also see violence, because he is the deceiver. And you knew I was a snake. What was it? I knew
I was a snake before you let me in.
You knew I was a snake before you let me in. You knew. What do snakes do? They bite you. They are subtle. They are deceivers. And we have to know the devil comes to steal, he comes to kill, and he comes to destroy what? God's people and the people on earth in general. Because they're covetous, they're lustful, they want more and more land, they want more and more resources, they want more and more and more. They have a hole that cannot be satisfied. In verse 12, behold, they are the ungodly who prosper in the world. They increase in riches. It's what they do. Don't get mad at them, turn them over to God. God, they're yours to deal with. There's nothing we can do about this anyway. It's way been planned for so long, the goal, the end times. We're just here to live out our days, to do what God tells us to do, no more, no less. Just obey him, keep our eyes on him. And as much as the enemy tries to break you down, wear you down, get you anxious, fearful, do the most you can to stay filled with him. Get good friends around you. Our friends are all changing. Get people that are like-minded. Some people you can't help anymore. They're blind and they can't see. But there's other people God's going to send your way. In verse 17, until I met into the sanctuary of God, then understood I their end. There is an end for this Luciferian system. And God's going to take care of that.
Yes.
But you keep your eyes on Jesus. And he's letting you know the system is in a dress rehearsal. I mean, it always has had Antichrist spirits. The Bible says it has. But it's leading up to the global leader.
Yes.
And we don't know when that will be, but we are to be prepared for it.
Yes.
We are to be prepared by knowing, having eyes to see, knowing the way they work. It gives you a comfort to know that there's answers for what's going on. Verse 24, thou shalt guide me with thy counsel, and afterwards receive me to glory. God's going to counsel us every step of the way, what we're going through right on this earth, what to do, what not to do, where to go, where not to go. And when this world is over, you're going to another world. And this is the other thing. They don't believe in a heaven or a hell. So they are living their best life now. But there is a heaven, and there is a hell, regardless of whether they think so or not.
Right.
And they're living like now that they can just transform man into these people that never die, robotic people, taking our DNA and changing things to make, what is it? Man not the way God made him.
That's right.
It's anti-God, anti whatever God said to do. The devil is doing opposite. He said, I will be like the Most High God. So he wants to control, track, and trace. He wants to do everything God can do, but he has to work hard at it. It comes naturally for the true and living God. But everything's evil. Everything's, you know, according to darkness.
Yeah.
Verse 25, whom have I in heaven but thee? And there is none upon the earth that I desire beside thee. Don't look after these stars of Hollywood and desire to be like them, look like them. That's another whole message. Be who God's created you to be. And that we went through the 70s and 80s, and everybody just wanted to look different, be different. Everyone was so insecure because they kept putting these models of what you're supposed to look like. They're not doing that anymore. They're almost going to the opposite extreme. Everything you can think about is on these commercials, and you're like, oh, my word. And Verse 28, but it is good for me to draw near to God. I have put my trust in the Lord that I may declare all thy works. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to declare his works. More and more people are going to want to know what's going on. We feel like we're being lied to. We feel like things are moving into a different direction. And they are. We're in a dress rehearsal. But we also have to remember, we win. God wins. And that's our hope. Our hope is his return. And he will find us being willing and obedient. And we're not to be fearful. The Bible, first thing that he talks about, the fearful will be thrown into that. We don't want to be fearful. We have to fight it off. But our trust is in him. Father, we thank you for just eyes to see and ears to hear. Kind of a different approach to see some things. If people agree with it or not, it's not on us. It's just something we're presenting to see, is this part of the new order that's being set? That new rules, new things, new programs, new passports, new things are going to be ushered in that you can't buy or sell without it. So what does that mean? That means we are in a new system. So, Father, I pray for everyone listening to this. If they're not born again, I pray they get saved and make you Lord of their life. And those that are weary or backslidden, I pray they come back to you and repent of all their sin. And, Father, we thank you. We thank you that you give us these eyes to see and that we're not afraid of what the enemy's doing in this hour. So we give you all the praise and glory in Jesus' name. And everyone said?
If you would like to see more messages from Roberta on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to her YouTube channel, Roberta Morrison. Hit the bell button to be notified of new messages from her, and be sure to check out her YouTube playlists for other messages that interest you. Go to the livinginhispresence.org website page and click on the messages button on the top center to go see her messages. There are free audio downloads of the messages available also. We are viewer supported. On the main webpage at the top right is a gift button. Thank you for watching, and see you next time.
In the secret place, that's where I want to be. In the secret place, Lord.